Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed. Welcome to the sick house.
Well, it's not the sick house yet. It's not the sick house yet.
It's going to be Rafe the sick house.
Rafe's done it again. He's done his famous. He's caught a little bug before everyone else. And yeah, we talk about this so much on here. We must be the only podcast where there's constant fucking puke updates from my kids.
Well, it's just that thing of having kids that once you watch your child be sick, My first thought is, I'm going to have that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that.
As soon as you phoned me yesterday when I was taking Robin to his little club, You phoned us and you said, Rafe's just been sick everywhere. And I was like, oh, and I immediately felt sick as soon as you said it. And talking about it now makes us feel sick. Yeah. And I know people listening, us talking about it is going to make you feel sick. So sorry, we'll try not to dwell on it too much. But that's the life
now. Update of our life.
That's the life. That's what's going on. That's it. That's what's happening.
Apparently there's a lot of sickness bugs going around.
Of course there
is. Don't you always hear that?
Yeah.
When your kid's sick, they go, oh, there's loads going around.
Someone
you're like,
always what? Tells
all
you it's
the, going just around. All the time, there's always a sickness bug.
Yeah.
Disgusting little creatures. Anyway.
Yeah. It's because he's got absolutely no, beyond no concept of germs or dirt.
No.
It's crazy. Like, the stuff he picks up, he just lies on the floor in shops and just puts his hands on the floor and just... Oh.
Do you know, I've had to stop him from walking around the garden on his own because he just kills ladybugs.
Really?
Are they ladybirds or bugs?
Ladybugs is what American people call them. We call them ladybirds.
Well, he just kills ladybirds.
Yeah.
You think he's going to pick it up and go, oh, lovely, he just squeezes them in his hands.
Fucking, yeah,
he's fingers,
a cycle.
And I'm like,
he's
can you not kill all the ladybirds? Yeah, he did. Like, he did literally did six in a row the other day.
Jesus, that's a killing spree.
No, I know.
He's a serial killer. Six in a row.
I had to wash his hands.
For fuck's sake.
Juice all.
I feel like we should have some kind of funeral for the six in a row.
Oh, Chris, honestly, but I don't think he knew. He didn't have a clue what he was doing. He's only one and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, Robin got upset. Oh. Mommy's killed them all. I was like, he doesn't know.
Oh, God.
So that's the grimness of our life. So welcome back.
Welcome back. That's what's going on with us. What's going on with you? Hope you're all right out there. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with us, I reckon, all of these years and these episodes, because it's episode 189.
Wow.
189. We're still chugging along there, or chundering along, as it will be this week, very shortly. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Oh,
this week's sponsor.
Goes.
Fully on brand this week's sponsor.
Right.
This week's sponsor is Clean and Sick from a Radiator.
Oh.
Literally prepared for doing this podcast by flossing our radiator with a tea towel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the
Did
worst
you
things.
Did use a tea towel?
Well, I use like old towels, basically. So, dear listener, I know you really want this explained to you in full fucking detail. So here you go. Rafe was sick. Rosie allowed him to be sick, should I say, because I wasn't in the house.
No, I'm sorry. Mm. Right, he's been sick five
places.
Times. He hasn't hit the ball once.
Of all the places to let him be sick. Ridiculous. Rosie let him
you
be sick.
You don't know when they're going to be sick. They don't tell you.
Yeah. So we've got one of them radiators, you know, like the ones that basically, like, it's not a flat radiator. It's one of their, it's bars.
Posh
it's like
old
a,
one.
It's a posh old fancy one, like old fashioned-y one, and it's the bars. And does it look great on the wall? Yeah, it looks great. Does it look, does it hoy the heat out nicely? Yeah, it really, really throws the heat out quite nicely. Is it really easy to clean when a child spews directly on top of it so the sick runs down the wall and then inside all of the bars? No, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And I was nearly sick myself. Absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. First, I tried to take the radiator off the wall. And then I thought, I'm going to snap the pipes on the bottom here. Yeah. So I put them back on the wall.
But the thing is, with something like that, it's not like when if the draw on a wall or something, if you leave any of that sick there, it's going to smell.
Oh, God.
It's going to smell. And it was in the porch.
Yeah, it was in the porch.
We're waving you both off. You were taking Rom to school. Yeah. Me and Rafe were just waving you off. And he thought, this is the perfect time for me to just high me ring up.
It was awful. So, yeah.
It's awful.
So, basically, have you ever seen someone get a towel, mainly a bloke, they'll get a towel and they'll hold one in their left hand and they'll pass the other end through their legs with their right hand and they'll go,
Why do you do that?
I've never done it. Well, I've done it for a laugh. I don't know who
does it. Flossing your balls.
Yeah. I don't know. Flossing your undercarriage, I think you'll find.
I love that. Fed it. That's like one of my favourite sayings.
What, undercarriage?
Undercarriage. I think it's
very strange.
That's nice.
So I basically passed the radiator down the back, passed the towel down the back of the radiator with a screwdriver and then had it from the bottom and then basically flossed the full back of the radiator on the wall. It was fucking ridiculous. It was not the way I want to spend my day. Your mum came in. She was like, are you all right? I was like, not really.
Okay, no. Well, we'll get onto this later on.
All right, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because I may have wrote something down for the beefs.
Ah, great. Excellent.
Just remember how he's complaining about it so much.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Excellent. So that's
Should we crack on?
Let's crack
Here's
on.
Here's the jingle.
Chill, little jingle there. There we go.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Lovely to have you back.
Yes, hello. Hope you're well. What you been up with? How are you feeling? Apart from a bit sicky, apart from on the precipice.
I'm on the verge. Like, I know, do you know what it is? I'm really good. I'm a little bit apprehensive about this week because you have decided just to leave your entire family in the lurch.
It's work. I haven't decided to leave my entire family.
4 nights he's going away. Oh, hang on. I need a bit. God, am I going to be sick?
Oh, God. You need a burp.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Christ. Oh, Christ, send the priest.
I don't think the priest's going to come because you're blaspheming that much. He's not going to want to come in.
Oh, no.
Stop blaspheming.
All the best. I'm sorry. All the best Christians or whatever you call everybody. Right. They're all blasphemers.
All the best Christians. All the best. Has there ever been a less religious sentence in the world than all of the best Christians or whatever you call them are good blasphemers?
Yeah, because there's Catholics, Christians, there's Protestants, there's all this different, but they all...
Right.
Have the same idea. Chris, I don't know.
I don't want to talk about religion. What you're trying to say is all the best Jesus Christ believers use his name in vain.
I think they do.
I'll go to say that not only are you wrong, but that is massively offensive to heavily religious people.
Okay.
And I demand you take it back now.
I would take it back if I thought that heavily religious people listen to this podcast, but I know fine well that they probably... They probably tried it and tuned out a long, long time
ago. Any that were left probably just turned it off as you said Jesus for the 15th time there.
Maybe.
There we go.
There you go. Well, it was nice to have you.
Finally weeded all them out, didn't we? Fucking hell, let's get down to the nitty gritty there. We got rid of them all.
What was I saying? No, you are leaving. You're leaving.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Portugal on holiday with mates. Oh, no. I'm working. It's only you who goes away to Portugal with your mates.
Oh, went for 2 nights.
Fuck
get over
three
yourself.
3 nights.
Oh, it was 3 nights. Anyway, do you know what I just did? I'm really proud of myself, right? And by the way, hang on though, when I went away to Portugal, you farmed the kids off. You only had them for 1 night?
I had them for 2 nights.
Did you?
Yes. 1 night I had them away because I had my mates around.
Mm.
And the other 2 nights I had them. It was exactly the same.
All right, then 2 nights you're going for
childcare
4 nights.
During the day. Childcare, it's work! It's
I don't
really
give
work.
A shit.
I haven't chosen. You're such a dick. I haven't chosen the schedule. I haven't gone fucking away, lads. 4 days in fucking in Magaluf. I've been told by Shaggy this company scruff. That I'm working for. Great. I've been told by this company that I'm working for that I'm filming them days, and that's that.
Right. Okay. Well. Anyway, listen. Just listen to my story. I've done something brilliant, which I'm very chuffed with.
You're victim blaming, but yeah, go on.
I have just ordered an online shop. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm a lazy bitch, and here come the shops nowadays.
Yeah.
And I have just bought everything for my tea for the next 4 nights. It's just stuff that you put in the oven.
Right. You just planned your tea.
Mm-hmm.
So you almost meal prep, but just ready-made meals.
Ready-made stuff. I skipped the HelloFresh because you're not here. And it's pointless just getting it. You can't get it for just one person, I don't think, anyway.
Oh, that's sad.
So that's been skipped.
Yeah.
So I just ordered, like, one night I've got fish pie. Proper old school meals as well, I've done it proper. Like, I've got fish pie. And then the next night, I've got beef, like a beef bourguignon thing with mash.
Right.
And I also ordered, because everyone slags them off, right? But I really like, you know, them ready-made, like, chicken dinners.
Oh, you are
Oh, God, I love them. I absolutely love them.
Honestly.
I know they're not great, but I just brought them. I love them.
Listen.
Hide them in the microwave. Although, no, I put them in the oven because, like, so, you put them in the microwave for 4 minutes or the oven for 25. I'll do the oven.
So, I've got a few issues here, right? I'm sure everyone saw Rosie's post on Instagram of our meal the other night that was chicken dippers and beans swimming in fucking
salad cream
mm-hmm. looking like bloody some bloody bukkake porn video where everyone just jizzes in a cup, right? Manky.
I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what that is.
Great.
What's bukkake?
Oh, it's as many people jizzing on someone as possible.
Oh,
like
fuck's sake.
Loads of people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If there was a hell, that would be my hell. Honestly. Do you know what? I find it dead. Just, I know we're going dead off piece, but do you know when you watch porn and then someone gets come on, and they look so... You can just tell they're like, oh, here it is. Here it's coming.
Yeah, they look
and
they're sad.
Like, they look and try to look sexy. They're like, oh, but they're wincing. Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is... Nah. If I was wanking off to that, that would probably put me off. I'd be like, she doesn't want that in her face.
Yeah, they don't look like they're enjoying it. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally agree.
It's like being shit on.
It's nothing like being shit on.
Chris, it's a bodily excrement fluid
right.
that comes out of someone. You don't want it on you. Like, yeah boobs. Stomach, back, fine. Face, no.
This is just absolutely disgusting.
Nobody wants jizz in their face.
Right, yeah.
You do it a couple of times because you try it and you think, oh, they'll stay with us. But then once you've got them, that's the first thing to go.
Oh, God, just take that jumper off. She's getting that hot.
Anyway, what are you saying about me tea? Yeah.
First of all, I'm offended because I've been religiously spunking all over our radiator, so it's right down the back of them. That's my thing. So when the heating comes on in a couple of weeks, I say when the heating comes on, we'll not be turning the heating on. Now, listen to this, right? So... just to paint a little picture here, obviously we all saw your monkey tea the other night. So when I go away, you're like, oh, Chris is away, just me and the kids. And you're like in bed eating your tea, like the fucking bucket family of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Because if one of them wakes up,
I can't. Yes, I get it.
Rafe cries if he wakes up in the middle of the night and then you leave him, he doesn't go back to sleep. How am I going to lock all the doors? Everything would be on downstairs and I'd just be in my room with Rafe, I can't do anything. So... But I go to bed at 8 o'clock.
It was going to be my beef, but it's not my beef anymore. I'm just going to mention it now, right? So basically, all our picture now is you with your little... living like a 50-year-old divorced man, right?
Okay.
Eating your little ready-made one tray in the oven chicken dinner, right?
Yeah.
I imagine on a morning, do you have a full English breakfast in a tin? I imagine you have that
I have been known to eat them
awful.
Before.
So with your thing, and what will you be doing? Tell everyone, you'll be sitting on the sofa, eating your little full chicken dinner out of a tray. Mm-hmm. What will you be sitting with?
Your electric blanket.
Your new electric blanket you just bought, like a 50-year-old divorced man.
Don't you dare. Should I get you one? No. That was you. That was your response. Absolutely not. I'm not having Oh, there he was last night watching the bloody new Game of Thrones. Are you going? Got any spare? you came under, you little shit.
That blanket fell onto my leg, right? And I just thought, I'll stay here because it's easier.
Best thing I've ever bought.
That was pretty cool, though. But it's just you now. That's my thing of you this week. Just I'm away working and you're just eating one tray meals under your little length blanket.
Can't wait. I bought little mini bottles of wine and everything.
Brilliant.
I'm going to have a great time. That was the thing, though, when I had to go to bed the other night, because where were you? You were away again.
Working, same thing. Annoyingly, so sorry we can't tell you any of these fucking things I'm doing at the minute. It's so irritating.
Right. And was it Saturday night? Was it Friday? No, it was a night. It was a weekend. It was Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a glass of wine in bed.
Nice.
Yeah. It's actually unbelievable.
Well, because when I came in on Saturday afternoon, the wine glass was still by the side of your bed. So I knew you'd done that.
Because I haven't had a chance to clean it up when you've got the kids. You can't leave them.
House is immaculate when I've got these kids. Immaculate. I don't sit down. I don't stop.
Are they?
Yeah.
Have they been talked to?
No, they haven't been spoken to. I'll give you that. They haven't been spoken to or acknowledged in any way. But the house is spotless and they're spotless and everything's fine. Fair and I'm enough. Knackered. But they've been completely ignored. Mm. Yeah, see, BB's his daddy when I'm away. Turned up full pelt so they can't ignore it. It's on like volume 90. It's like, Dougie! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Tell you something I'm excited about.
Right.
So, Yeah, I know you are working, but I am actually going away again soon.
Yeah, you're going away again. You've got another little weekend away. Yeah,
going to see the Backstreet Lads.
Yeah, Backstreet Blokes.
Well, this is the thing, right? Here's something for you. This is a question that I want to get your opinion on.
Yeah.
So me, my mum, and my sister are going. My mum thinks she's going to see. She keeps fucking saying
Westlife. Yeah.
And we're like, mum, it's not Westlife.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, love Westlife, but it's not fucking Westlife. It's a Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
She's got no idea who they are. I don't know why she's honestly. Don't know why she's coming.
Just free jolly.
I'm guessing so. She's not going to enjoy the gig. Yeah. It's going to be like one of them people who are there who are judgy, and I don't want any judgment on that night. Yeah. I really want to just, I know me and Kate, let loose.
I can hear it in the hotel afterwards. I can hear it going, bloody hell, man, you see them? Who do they think they were?
I know.
Bloody dressed like young lads, man.
Exactly.
What's, oh God, it's terrible that, like, bloody when he took his top off, I thought, put your top back on. You've got children, probably. You know what she's like when she doesn't like something. She's a fucking nightmare.
Well, here's the question, right? So we want to buy some merch. We want to wear a t-shirt for the gig, right? They're selling them on their website.
Right.
So they've got some that are of them now, right?
Right.
Or they've got the old ones.
Right.
I'm very much like, why the fuck would I want a picture of them now?
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible. Also, pop stars aren't allowed to age.
No, they are. They are. They absolutely are allowed to age. It's great. And I'm going to enjoy
this. If this was me saying this about a woman, you'd be up in arms. You'd be fucking whinging. Daisy, producer, would be like, I cut that out because you're being sexist. But because it's you, whinging. Oh, boo-hoo. Them Backstreet Boys have turned into men. Well, fucking... Well, let's sue the sands of time.
Listen, I'm not...
Who do you think you are?
I don't want a fucking picture of them now. I want the picture that I used to swoon over when I was younger. So
how I feel when I see old photos of you. Here's what you could have won, Chris.
Please
photos.
Don't like that.
Here's what you could have won. Blonde, slim, gorgeous.
But do you know what? I get it. I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they understand. And they also...
Sorry,
this is,
sorry. Honestly, I hope one of them's listening. I hope halfway through, I hope just as they're about to start, right? They go, hey, special, we've got a special request here. Is Rosie Ramsey in? And everyone will be like, yeah. And you'll be like, oh my God. And you go out the front and they fucking kick you out the fire exit for being an ageist cow. Ungrateful. Those lads are still touring, banging out the hits.
Do you want to hear something really sad?
What?
This would kill me, right?
Right.
So they'll never listen. They won't listen to this, will they? They're not going to know.
I don't know.
So
one of them nearly did. Please keep me anonymous for series one. I'll tell you that right now.
Did they?
Very nearly.
Which one?
Final talks. Well, that was the thing because it was like, that was the thing because we were aware that you're such a dick that if it was one of them that you weren't asked about, you probably would have fucking ignored
it. Did you not tell me that?
No. One of them were in the final talks with one of them to do. Please keep me anonymous. Very, very, very close to it happening.
Shut up.
But all of the shows sold out immediately, so they were like, "Fuck doing that."
Well, anyway, you can buy t-shirts with them individually on.
Yeah.
They're all sold out.
Apart from...
Bar one.
Oh.
And now I'm like, I might buy that just to make them feel a bit better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old's he on it?
It's back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
But he was never the...
How horrible. Can you imagine him? Can you imagine him? Like... I don't even want to see his name.
It's been reduced as well.
Oh, my God! Right. What's his name? I'm going to go and buy them all. What's his name? Howie. I'm going to clear that website out.
But it's on Backstreet Boys. It's Howie. Right. Poor Howie. I love Howie.
It doesn't sound like it. All the rest of them are sold out.
Yeah, all the rest of them are sold
That's
out.
That's a kick in the bollocks, isn't it?
I know.
I mean, I'm sorry. If that was me and my
mates... I'm going to wear the Howie. I'm going to... Right, I'm buying it now. I'm going to buy the Howie
well.
T-shirt.
Get me
Do
one.
Do you want one?
Yeah,
you're not
definitely.
Fucking coming.
I still want a Howie T-shirt. I'll walk around the house in it. I'll do me cleaning in it. Get a couple, actually. I'll keep them for cleaning the radiators.
Oh, no, don't. I love Howie. Doesn't do many solos, but he is good. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Welcome back, everyone. Short interlude there that you didn't really realise. There was obviously just a babadoo, ba, but we have just purchased Howie T-shirts.
Yay!
One for me, one for Rosie. Howie, we've got your fucking back, brother.
Love you, right? Howie.
Yeah, so there you go. Hey, if that was me and my mates, they would never let us live it down.
What if you hadn't sold your t-shirts?
They would literally be like, we've got the graph. They'd put the graph on the wall. Like, there's you, Ramsey.
That's why. Might be dead sensitive, though. You don't know what people are like.
Pop stars, aren't they? But if you can't laugh about them, fuck them all. That's why I would never release merch separate of something with you and something with me, because that would happen. Everyone would buy the Rosie t-shirt or the Rosie thing, and no one would buy the Chris one.
And you would keep an eye on it.
Oh, I'd be, yeah. Well, you'd be like, why is there loads of the Chris ones in our house, Chris? And I'd be like, oh, I just got sent the stock by mistake, but it would be me buying them off the website.
Yeah.
So there we go. Babadoo, 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 ba. So I heard the possibly the greatest telling off of a child I think I've ever heard yesterday.
Okay. Whose child?
I went to Crazy Golf with friends. And the people behind us. Mm-hmm. So it was that amazing thing where all I was doing was shouting at Robin constantly because he was just being a fucking lunatic at Crazy Golf. He lost his ball at one point because he just whacked it so hard it just went like over onto the next bit.
Of course he did.
So I'm just like constantly, like, and then like the people were with this into their kid as well, like, calm down, like, come back here. Yeah. What are you doing? Get off there. Like, Robin was walking on the course behind me and kicking people's balls and that and not even realising. I was like, what the hell are you doing? So... Then the people behind us, they started bollocking their kids. And I was like, oh, thank God, it's not just ours. And like the friend I was with was like, this is just people telling their kids off. And I was like, yeah, that's it. But this woman said, the woman behind us said one of the greatest things I think I've ever heard say to a child. And I wrote it straight down, right? I think the kid was called Erin, right? I think.
So is that a girl?
I think so, yes. Sorry, definitely a girl. But I think it was Erin. And the kid said something. And the mom just shouted, Erin, stop being a tyrannical dictator.
Really? Tyrannical dictator?
I turned around to my mate and I went, did you just tell her again to stop being a tyrannical dictator? And he went, I think she did, yeah. And I was like, well, that fucking sums it up, to be fair. Like,
it's really odd. Were they middle class?
Yeah, very middle class. But, well, I mean, what a cutting insult.
How old was the kid?
Oh, 9.
Do they know what a tyrannical dictator is?
I'm sure they
clearly
do now.
Them.
Yeah. Stop being a tyrannical dictator! Like,
all right,
mother!
Oh, gosh.
Imagine you got that in the school report. Child has flashes of tyrannical dictatorshipness.
Also known as, pack it in.
Pack it in. Shut up, you little shit. Does wonders. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Right. Ladies first.
My beef with you today is...
Oh, yeah, because you said this had something to do at the beginning, didn't you?
Nobody asked you to clean the sick up off from that radiator. I was going to do it. You took over, and then all you did was stomp around and whinge about it. And I don't understand, because I was literally stood there going, you took over this job. Right. I had started cleaning it, and then you took over, and then all you've done is whinge about it.
Okay.
What's the matter with you?
Firstly, if I was cleaning our kid sick from behind a radiator for what possibly was about 45 minutes, and I was stomping around, buzzing, happy as Larry, licking my fingers, going, this is the greatest thing that I've ever done, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You've lost your mind, right? Secondly, have you ever heard the phrase, you want a job done properly, do it yourself?
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Right.
Because I knew...
But
you would half-arse that.
You stomped. I mean, that's ridiculous. No, right. I wouldn't have. Okay. You stomped around, moaning, pissing, whinging about it. And I was like, Chris, nobody asked you to do this.
Okay.
It was very irritating.
Right. One, at the moment that you said I was stomping and whinging about it, I was actually whinging because I was trying to rip a bin liner. And I thought I had a hold of the other thing and it was in the drawer. And I went to rip one bin liner off and I flicked the entire roll of bin liners out and across the kitchen, right? About 15 foot. That annoyed us. But I genuinely wasn't. I was pissing him on about the fact that I was literally... Because when I was cleaning the bottom of the radiator, my face was almost touching the top of the radiator.
I don't think anyone needs to know the ins and outs of the sick radiator.
My point is...
Basically...
I just did it. I just fucking got it done because I wanted it done quickly.
No one asked you to do it.
Yeah, but you've got that thing where you would literally sit... You would sit covered in sick and watch the telly and have a cup of coffee.
You absolutely would.
No, you,
I would
honestly,
not.
There could be rivers of sick running through the house and you would sit and watch fucking Housewives and have a cup of coffee and go, I'll do it in a minute. So I just did
You're
it.
A fucking dick. You like, honestly, these people must think I'm a complete scruff and I'm absolutely not.
They all saw your fucking dinner on Friday, right?
So there you go. Go on, what's your beef with me? You've annoyed us now.
Okay, my beef with you, dead quick, probably worse than this, probably cutting, right?
Oh, great.
I flew What happened?
Just stubbed my toe on the chair.
Excellent. I flew to Southampton the other day, and you know I'm a little bit scared of flying. You know I don't like flying. So when I'm about to take off...
Oh, that's irritating. When you hold me hand when we're landing that, I'm like, oh, God.
Wow. So I'm about to take off, and I text you, and I said, I'm about to take off, look, about to fly now, going on flight mode, love you. And you're like, love you. And then I always land, and I always text you saying landed safe, and you go, oh, good. I text you the other day saying landed safe, and you just text back, damn. Like... Not funny. Like, I know you're joking.
Funny.
I know
it
you're joking.
Funny.
But there's like,
oh, no, because
I'm
you're
in an
so,
aircraft.
Right, why
in the plane.
Is why
there was
is
a chance
our,
I could die.
No, I know, right? But why? I feel like, oh, I don't know how to describe this. Am I the man of the relationship?
Yes.
Because you're like that. You're like, going on a long car journey. Love you. In case something happens. And I'm just always like, right, okay. I know your love is, you don't have to tell us before you get on a plane.
Right.
I know it is nice. And honestly, if you did die, and if we did a documentary, I'd have the text and I'd go, look, he said.
Oh, shit. Oh, straight away, you turned that into a work opportunity. You fucking mercenary. I know you did die, and we did the documentary and stuff. Yeah.
Get in touch with me, agent.
Jesus.
No, you're just pathetic like that.
Wow.
Like, love you. Love right. you and the kids.
Right.
I left a note in my bed. I'm just like, fucking, just get on the plane and get home. Well, I just thought the damn thing was funny. You'd landed. It wasn't like, I wouldn't do it when you're taking
just,
off. Like, taking off like, oh.
Hope you die.
Hope it crashes. Yeah. It was funny. It was funny. I sent an emoji after, winking.
Nice.
Straight away.
I don't think you did.
I did. Okay. I might have been a minute later.
Brilliant. So
give it a beat.
As well. So it was a proper small plane as well. Really, really small
oh,
plane.
Was it?
Yeah, proper. I don't know. It felt more like a local bus service, but the lady on it was lovely. I'm not slagging the land
what
was phenomenal.
What brand was it?
Logan.
Oh.
Scotland's airline. Logan Air. Scotland's airline.
Oh,
it was amazing. It was amazing. I'm not slagging off. It was amazing. There was one seat on one side, then an aisle, then two seats. Right?
Oh, it was little.
Yeah,
is that why you texted?
Well, shit myself. And then the guy next to us, so the lady came down. The lady was, it was like a personal service. The lady
right.
was so lovely.
So did you, hang on, were you on a private jet?
It was like a private jet, but with loads of people on. Must have been about 50 people, 60 people on
that's
there.
That's
right?
not many, to be fair,
yeah.
for a flight.
And the lady was so lovely looking after all, and she came around with like Tunnocks caramel wafers, and I was like, fucking right. Yeah, it was class. But the guy across from us, so she came down and she like put everyone's, she was like, can you just put your armrest down? Put my armrest
down.
Do
the Scottish accent.
She didn't have a Scottish accent. And then she
what?
Was like, she didn't have one. No, I know.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Ruined
I'm,
the whole experience
I'm,
for
I'm
me.
I'm complaining. I had to put me, she was like, can you put your seat up? My seat was down. Like, I was on the back seat, so you couldn't even put it down.
Mm.
It was against a wall, so it was. It must have been down half an inch. I don't know how she even saw. And she like leant over and pulled my seat up because the button thing wasn't working. Mm. And the guy near us, just trying to make small talk, was just like, yeah. And I sort of looked and I was like, a bit weird, because like, I still don't know why they want your seats up and your tray tables up and your the covers up. I don't know why.
You're dying anyway.
Well, he said something like, I think it's so that you're like immediately ready to leave if something happens.
Oh, right, okay.
And I was like, right. And he went, not that your seat up would make any difference anyway. We'd all just die instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, And then as we're landing, because I really don't like landings, I'm like holding on to the thing. And he looked over and he went, hey, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said that before.
Oh,
I didn't
he?
Know you didn't like landing. I was like, mate, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Like, it's all right. I'll just check my phone. Oh, my wife's actually gutted I didn't die. So it's banner anyway.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Ew, you're so disgusting.
Yes.
This one is a little bit close to home.
Really?
This one is about you, Christopher Ramsey.
From you?
From me.
Oh.
Your house shoes.
Oh.
Your house shoes.
Now this is
awful.
You hate me being happy.
No, do you know what? I can't get away. So Chris has bought a pair of shoes. They weirdly look quite Balenciaga-ish,
yeah.
But they're
oh,
not.
No, they're like like an Amazon-owned brand.
Oh, yeah, totally not. But they look like them slippy, socky ones.
I've got them on now.
Of course you have.
Yeah, so they're slip-on grey trainers.
Colour, yeah.
Grey slip-on trainers with a white sole.
The reason I can't get away with them...
you know what the make is?
What?
Fashion.
Just turn to the left.
Fashion air-cooled memory foam, lightweight.
They're canny. I mean, they're not the horrific shoes, but the reason I really don't like them, one, because you just keep calling them your house shoes, which makes you, you know, 85% less attractive.
Two, my whole life isn't to be attractive to you.
It kind of is.
It's not.
It is. Number two,
you should go both ways then.
No. Number two. Yeah. I can't, you keep having them on. Uh-huh. So you lie on the sofa, yeah. And then you've got your feet hanging off the edge of the sofa with your shoes on.
How shoes?
I know they are, but they're just shoes. So then I automatically go, he's got his fucking shoes on my sofa.
But I haven't not got my
I know. But then there was another thing.
Slippers. They're slippers for the active man.
I'd left the buggy outside with a shopman underneath.
Yeah.
And I glanced at you yesterday. I was like, oh, he's got his shoes on. I was like, can you go grab the shopman? And you were like, they're my house shoes. And I was like, oh, fuck off.
So I can't. That's the thing. The other day, I went out to put the bins out, and I realised I'd stepped on the floor. In my house. I came in and anti-back wiped them.
Oh God!
House shoes.
Just slippers.
No, slippers are dangerous.
Why you got to have an actual pair of shoes to wear in the house?
Because they're comfortable and I can do stuff in them. Slippers are dangerous, man. The amount of times I'm picking something up or carrying something, the amount of shit I've got to carry around here, and it's dangerous, man. So I've got my house shoes, I've got my active slip-on house shoes.
It's so horrible.
And I've got slip-on outside shoes now as well. So if you need to get from inside to outside, honestly, I'm like a Formula One pit stop team. Papa! House shoes gone, outside shoes, bump, I'm at the bins, and I've done the recycling, I'm back in, papa!
We're so old and rank, aren't we?
No.
Here we are.
No, but yours is lazy stuff, like electric blankets and that, so you can sit on your arse.
I don't have to put the heating on.
I've got active, they keep us warm. I wear socks with them so they don't stink because you know they're going to stink if I don't wear socks.
It's just really off putting when I see you with your shoes. I hear shoes on in houses.
Right, well, try and remember that these are house shoes. They live in the house, they only belong in the house. Like a house cat, they don't go outside.
Fair enough.
House shoes.
I find animals who don't go outside really sad.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's like, well, it's like
Black Mirror, isn't it?
I want some fresh air.
Yeah. Do
they just not leave the house ever?
I don't know if they go in the garden. I don't know. Maybe they must go in the garden.
It's a bit
sad,
isn't it?
Oh.
But then on the other hand, I find it really odd that cats just naff off for like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, have you had a nice weekend away? Show me where you've been. Meow. Oh, great.
Have you had a nice weekend away?
But I do have some actual icks here. But
great.
This is a little bit different. These have been sent from a guy who... of icks that girls have had about him in the past.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love you.
It says, hi, both. I'm a 24-year-old male, and here is a collection of icks girls have said they've got off me.
Mate, I love you. Okay. Mate, thank you so much.
I do too. One of them, there's a few of them here. So, using sensitive skin body wash.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
That's... How? What's that said? Oh, you're not
looking
washing,
after
you're
yourself.
Not washing yourself with handfuls of gravel like a real man. Oh, don't find you sexy anymore. Looking after your skin health and complexion.
I find that quite sexy. So,
what that is using?
No, I quite like you use like moisturizer and face wash and that, and I'm like, yeah, good.
Yeah,
your skin looks
better. I use loads of moisture.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dude, honestly, that's her, not you,
yeah.
Pal. Right, disregard that one. You for me, you're one for one with me so far, my man.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Untying and tying my shoes rather than just pulling them on.
Can I interest you in some slip-on house shoes?
Absolutely not.
I'll send you the link.
You'll never get a girlfriend to get an ick with.
No, what? Sorry. So untying and tying his shoes. So she just wants him to leave. She just wanted him to leave the laces.
And that's weird, laced. Isn't it?
So I imagine she's in a hurry and he's had to sit and tie his shoes. Again, I've said we should phase out laces. I bought Robin some new shoes yesterday, and they sell these things, these elastic laces that you just lace them through. They're elastic, and then you get the right, and you put this little clip on them, and they're fucking amazing. I'm going to redo all of my shoes with elastic. I'm going to buy them, and you're going to love this.
Oh,
I'm going to redo all of my shoes with elastic laces.
Please do not have elastic laces.
I have to.
Laces.
No, I have to. You know, and actually, do you know what I might do? I might go back.
You know,
can you remember
the
ones?
Curly ones
I can remember
the
curly
end.
Ones
no.
You could get from the Metro Centre back
Stop
in the day.
Stop it.
No, but I am going to get elastic laces. They just look, they look perfect. They look like the laces have been perfectly done, and you just...
Fair
If I was in a hurry and he was, like, you know, if the house has been...
No, I think this lass just has found it minging that he's just like... Ooh.
Tiny shoelaces.
No, I mean,
mate,
it's ridiculous.
He's two for two with me now. I'm on his side fully.
Me too.
I'm on his side fully.
Next one. Getting a blister and walking funny.
Dude.
The guy's just not allowed to be a human.
He hasn't tied them laces tight enough. That's why. And they're rubbing. Because that's what's happened. If this is the same girl, she's gone, can you stay?
No, it's a multiple girls.
Right, well, okay, well, so a girl in the past has slagged him off for tying the laces, and he's gone, right, I'll just slip them on off. They've gone a bit slack. Mm-hmm. The shoes have been slack. They've rubbed, and poor lad's got a blister.
Yeah.
He's three for three with me.
Okay. Next one.
Yep.
Accidentally farting when I had a coughing fit.
Right.
I don't know if that's an ick. That's just embarrassing.
All right, okay. excuse me. Okay. No, I've got a side with her on that. That is manky. Side note, I don't think I've ever told you this, and I've got a funny feeling this is going to blow your mind.
Oh.
Have I ever told you about the time I was younger, and I was down at the beach walking someone's dog with them, right?
A girl?
Yeah.
Right.
And the dog,
was this a girlfriend or just a...
Yeah, it was a girlfriend, yeah.
Okay.
And the dog went in the rock pools, right?
Yeah.
And it must have swallowed some seawater, I didn't realise.
Right.
And then it stood there afterwards, about 20 minutes later, and it barked.
Mm.
And as it barked, it shot seawater out of its arse. Three times. It's unbelievable. It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Do I know that?
Don't know.
I feel like I do
just
know
barked
that.
Just barked and the seawater just fired out of its arse.
Oh.
God, it was unbelievable.
I'd love to have seen that.
Yeah, it was amazing. Amazing.
Did you laugh?
I couldn't believe me. Couldn't believe me fucking luck. He must have drank a load of seawater and it's gone straight through him.
Oh, bless him.
Poor little bugger.
That one said, hope you enjoy. Please keep me anonymous as these girls all listen to the pod.
Yeah, well, amazing that. Yeah. I mean, I can't. I'm with him on all of them apart from farting while coughing. Yes, it was an accident. Yes, he didn't mean to, but of course he's going to get the ick by that.
Yeah.
Imagine you were about to have sex and you're just like, I just caught me. Stand there with an erection. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, can we do this some other time? Oh, okay, sorry, yeah. I'll take you home. 2 seconds. Let's just lace my shoes up.
Why does it make me? Why does it make me feel physically sick thinking of someone with an erection having a coughing fit?
You know, the dick will go up and down.
Oh God! Bounce out of one. Horrible, horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Do it. Write it in. Press send. Do it. We'll keep
it
anonymous. Don't be scared.
Do it. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Just listening to the most recent episode of the podcast, and Chris was talking about the binge juice patch on the tiles.
Yes.
I know exactly what he's talking about, but I have to tell you this story as I know he'll despise it.
Fantastic.
Not I also despise this story, by the way. So, what do people think of me?
Everyone knows you're a scruff. Everyone knows you're a dirty, disgusting scruff.
I'm not this level of scruff, right? Ready? Are you allowed to say scruff anymore?
Oh, God, I don't
probably
know.
Probably not.
I don't have... Oh. I don't think we'll get cancelled by it.
No, I don't let the kid... I don't let... Robin doesn't know the word scruff.
Well, Robin called Ray fat the other day and I had to dress him down.
No, he's not allowed that.
I had to dress him down. He was going, but he... And I went, you can't. I went, don't you ever, ever, ever say that to anyone. Don't ever call anyone on their appearance or anything. Mm. And I went, don't ever say that to anyone. And he went, I don't say it to people. And I went, but you've just said it to Rafe. And he went, but Rafe's not a person. I went, he is.
Yeah, he's his brother. Call him anything.
I would say he's a person.
If he ever says to me, what's a scruff? I'll go, Rafe.
yeah, just use
Rafe. Yeah. Right. When at uni, after a night out for a rugby social, we were back at someone's first year flat and they had a broken gutter outside the flat.
Oh, God almighty.
So... In our drunken state, one of the boys broke the gutter off, put his head at the other side of it, and told us to pour beers down the pipe as a funnel.
I didn't go as disgusting as I thought it was going to, but so I feel it may escalate.
They're using the... I mean, it's still a bit rats. What's be, the,
rats.
Speaking
literally
of rats,
rats. Yeah,
there will
could
have been
be
rats
running
up and down that gutter. Yeah.
Leaves,
oh God, that makes
sludge
me
from the roof. So, yeah, horrible.
Minging. Bird
mad.
Shit the lot. So anyway, they're using... So fair enough. If this wasn't bad enough, it escalated to someone putting their head down the other side and us stabbing the bottom of a uni bin bag and letting the bin juice run down the gutter for him to drink.
Oh, God. God.
Why?
That's one of the worst things
Please
I've ever
keep
heard.
Me anonymous. Oh, we will. We will, because you probably have a good job, seeing as you went to university.
That's fucking
God.
Horrendous.
Genuinely.
Down in bin juice through a gutter.
I almost want to move on immediately. That is...
This is what I don't understand about university, right?
Oh, God.
I didn't go to university. I wouldn't have had the grades good enough to get in, right? How are these people? What do these do now?
Work hard, play
They've
hard.
They've got degrees.
Work hard, play hard.
They're drinking bin juice, Chris. What's wrong with them?
Work hard, play hard.
What?
It's horrible. Yeah, it's mental. It's disgusting. So it's boredom. I imagine it's boredom. It's being with new people. It's being away from home. It's trying to impress. It's one-upmanship. It's peer pressure. It's blowing off steam, I suppose. But fucking hell, man. So the penetrate. So someone stood holding the bag like Santa, and they penetrated the bag with a gutter, with a spike of the gutter, and let the bin juice run down through the gutter, and they drank the bin juice. That. Is up there with it's some of the worst.
Oh God,
that's up there. That's worse. I'm telling you right now. That's worse than the people who drank shots out of someone else's bollock skin.
Oh, that's much worse.
Yeah,
I'd have done that every day for the rest of my life. Rather
the rest of your life. Ding dong. Oh, there's me bollock juice delivery. 2 seconds, everyone. See you tomorrow. Same time tomorrow. Same time tomorrow. Bye bye.
Well, we've got we did. Ooh, it's grape juice tomorrow.
Every day for the rest of my life.
I don't know why I went to that.
All I was saying was that on one occasion that's not as bad as that, and you went up to, I'll take the daily annual subscription, please. Yeah, sign me up for that.
Is it the same bollock every day, or do I get a bit of variation?
You don't have to do that.
It's happening. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, my husband and I have just had the joy of listening to the Smelly Molly Cum Rag, Smelly Rolly Cum Rag, I love you.
Yep.
And it made us reflect on our own cum rag choices.
Oh, for God's sake.
And we're intrigued. I can't speak. And we're intrigued to know which you think is worse. Obviously, the previous cum rag question asker had a nominated item, a pillowcase,
that they used and didn't wash
ever. My partner and I tend to use whatever t-shirt he's been wearing that day / other appropriately sized piece of clothing and then chuck it in the wash. This means that almost every t-shirt he owns and wears regularly has once been our cum rag.
Oh, man.
Our question is, which is worse? I feel like that's worse.
Do you?
I feel like if you've got one bit of item, I mean, listen, Are we rationing toilet roll at the minute?
I feel, yeah, that's, so my first thing is stop having random things to wipe. The person who's got the cum on them, stay there. The other one, nip the toilet, get them some toilet roll, finished.
Or just jump in the shower.
Just jump in the shower.
Yeah. Stop using your clothes from
the
day.
What the hell's going on?
Or like a pillowcase.
Pigs, animals. Stop wiping yourself on the nearest available thing like a fucking dog.
Or you could have a flannel.
No.
But then wash it.
Against flannels.
Wash it.
But that's the thing, right?
On a hot wash.
Boil wash. Here's the thing, right? Mm. Clothing, for me, has like a memory to it. Do you know what I mean? If something really terrible happens to you in a certain bit of clothing, you remember that and you go, I don't want to wear that. That's tainted now.
Yes.
Right? To a lesser extent, I was out yesterday and I had a black t-shirt on. Mm. Right? Now, it's quite a nice black t-shirt. I own quite a few black t-shirts that I've paid a couple of quid for that I like. The fit really not. Do you know what I mean? They're not just like, you know, normal. They are, right? But they're from basically, they're not designer, is what I'm saying. They're just a nice fit.
But they're not a supermarket owned brand.
Yeah.
The in-between.
Yeah.
I understand.
But I had that on during the day. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I said, I'll go and get my comfies on. I went upstairs, I put some tracksuit pants on. And I didn't want to lounge round in that black t-shirt because that's one of my good black t-shirts.
Yeah, I get you.
So I put that black t-shirt in the wash because I'd use it for the day. And I put on one of my loungy black t-shirts.
That you would probably come on.
Which just... No. Which to someone sounds ridiculous that I took one black t-shirt. But then next time I go to put one of my black t-shirts on, I go, oh, is this the one I just lounged around in? Have I stretched it?
Yeah. I totally understand. I'm exactly the same.
If I knew most of my clothing had at one point been used to mop spunk up, I don't think I'd ever feel dressed good.
Same.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree with you.
What's next to these perverts listening? There's your suit jacket. Just use your suit jacket. Yeah. Wipe all the spunk off of that.
There's your wedding dress in the back of the cupboard. Let's just use that. No, I totally agree. Like, do you know what? I totally agree. It's never crossed my mind of all the times in my whole entire life, whatever partner I've been with having sex, I've never thought, I'll just use the top I wore.
Yeah. Monkey. Absolutely monkey.
You're totally right.
Thank you. Well, that's dealt with.
Yeah.
That's that dealt with. But I still think the pillowcase is worse because they kept it and left it under a bed and it stunk the whole
thing. Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, I mean, they could have just washed it. Yeah. Just toilet roll. Wet wipes.
Or just
have a shower.
Cup it.
Hold it in, you slag.
Clench, walk, drop, shower. Good night, everyone.
Swallow it.
Swallow it, you prudes.
You frigid.
Think this is. Protein, that man.
Oh God! Oh, it's one thing about marriage, isn't it? You don't have to swallow cum anymore. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi guys, I've got a Rosie's mysteries.
Get in.
For you. When I was in high school, I had some friends round my mum and dad's house, and we thought it'd be funny to put some makeup on the lads and do them up like drag, which they were surprisingly into.
Cool.
Nice. When they were taking it off and my face wipes had run out, one of the lads decided he would use water in the bathroom to remove it, specifically the lipstick. When he came out, his lips were red and he said he'd been scrubbing them with a brush. I looked at him deadly seriously and said, "Not the brush on the sink." He replied, "Yes," and I burst out laughing. What was the brush on the sink used for, do you think, Christopher?
These people who leave something,
something
revolting in view, and then you go, I used that thing that should have absolutely been there. That makes sense. And they go, oh my God, you've used the inside of me anus brush that I leave in the toothbrush holder. Why did you use that? Because it was in the fucking toothbrush holder, you fucking pervert.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's fucking Jeffrey Dahmer's house.
Oh, talking about Jeffrey Dahmer.
What do we think? What was the brush for? So it's on the side of the sink. Something... I don't know why this has popped into my head. Is it for brushing the dog's teeth?
Okay, right. No, it's not. I'll tell you now.
Dog's arse?
No.
Dog's ears?
No.
Dog's cock?
No.
Dog's feet?
Oh, it gets worse. No. Stop, please stop.
I never have had a dog, so I don't understand what part of the...
Do they have cock brushes?
No.
Probably.
Maybe rich families.
I don't get it. Rich families.
I just got loads of brushes for stuff.
Stop. Right, okay, the brush. It was my dad's...
Oh, God.
...pile cream finger brush.
What do you mean?
Yes, right. Yes, my dad had a specific brush that he used to scrub his fingernails to be more specific, as he made sure one fingernail was long enough to put the cream on.
That's what, like a fucking cork dealer?
After he had used the cream for his piles, he still uses one to this day.
Right.
So, actually, I think it's a nail brush, but it's her dad's specific...
Go and put it in a bag. Put it in a bag somewhere. I'll put it in a little pot
in the
sink.
Put it in the cupboard.
Why is it on the sink? So many questions. One, your dad is so religiously having to put pile cream on that he needs
an aftercare kit
and a long nail. Why does he need a long nail? Surely, why does he need a long nail?
I think it's for the cream.
To cup it up like a cork dealer.
Yeah.
Like a little... Oh, my God.
That was an interesting day when I found out about that.
The long fingernail.
Yeah.
Your dad needs to change his diet. He needs to change his diet, or he needs to stop pushing so hard. Why are you so religiously putting pile cream on that there is a brush afterwards?
Well, now I've read this the second time. When I read this the first time, I thought the brush was like a little finger puppet that you put on you. And it had bristles. I thought it was a proper...
Why would you be putting...
Well, that's what I thought. I've never used pile cream before. I thought it was a thing.
Now, piles are pretty fucking sensitive. You don't go gorging at them
with
a brush.
But that's what I mean. But now I've read it the second time. This is just a nail brush.
Yeah.
So, just to clarify here, right? Why is our dad telling everyone that he uses it for his pile? He could just use that nail brush. Doesn't have to ever mention his piles.
Probably said, what's this for? And he probably said, don't use that. That's got pile cream and some of me shit on it. And two...
Why is it in the communal bathroom lying around?
But next question, why is Mr. Maniac, who's got a bit of lipstick on, brushing it off his lips? Like, what the hell? Like a cartoon? Can you imagine brushing your lips?
Yeah, well, he's obviously never had lipstick on before, has he?
Fuck, crikey. Funny. They're all idiots.
Yeah.
Everyone, the police need to burst into this house and arrest forever and throw away the key of everyone involved in this.
It's just, I told my dad later that night when he found it hilarious. We had a good laugh about it. He still doesn't know at this day what he washed his lips with.
Oh, God.
Funny. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Listen for ages and come to the live show. Woo, can't wait. Please keep me anonymous. See you there. My friend just asked, do you think it's weird that when I was a child, I used to put my goldfish in the paddling pool and swim with it? Why is that? Is it? I don't know. Is it weird?
It's one of the strangest things I've ever heard.
I think it's quite cute. The goldfish probably fucking petrified.
Fucking loneliest child in the world.
Can you imagine the goldfish, Chris? Goldfish is like, the rumors are true, Nessie. It's petrified.
I can't.
You're a lonely child.
I'm not a fucking lonely. I was never that lonely. That's mom, dad. Can I go to the park and make some friends? No, go and have a swim with your goldfish. Mummy and daddy are busy. There you go. Do some laps with your mate. One, you're traumatizing that fucking fish every time you do that.
That's my first thought. Is the fish wouldn't have been like, oh hello, owner.
The fish
would be fucking
terrified. It's not like you're taking your dog for a walk. No. It's not like you're letting your dog run on a field here. You're letting that is two. The fish is water, fish guy talking here. The fish is water specific with the filter and stuff. They've got a lot of the right kind of bacteria in the filter.
I don't believe that for a second.
How dare you?
I just think it's bullshit to make you buy more stuff.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Goldfish used to. I had a goldfish when I was younger for about 5 years. The fuck, I could not die. And I swear to God, there was no filter. There was no nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Got it at the fair.
And they realized. They basically realized that it's really fucking cruel to have them in a thing with no filter, because that's like making you walk around in somewhere where you can't breathe the atmosphere properly. Like you walking around on Mars and oh fucking hell, she didn't live. She died after 5 years. Well, they're supposed to live like fucking 10, 12 years or something. So. Dick.
Really? Okay. Sorry.
Traumatizing that fish every time. And that kid.
Sorry, Floss.
What a lonely fucking life. I can't believe
that. What if she squished it?
I mean, that's the least of its fucking problems.
I've told you what I used to do in the bath, haven't I?
What?
With the flannel.
Pretend
the flannel was like, I was hosting a nature program. Yeah.
Yeah, the flannel was a fish, and you were like Attenborough. Yeah, that's sad as well.
I know,
yeah.
But I'm tempted to get Robin one just to be like, I used to pretend.
No, I haven't any flannels in this house. There's no flannels going to be in this house. I don't care. There's too much. I'm not having a flannel in my house. I fucking refuse. I point blank refuse to have a flannel in my house.
But I want him to experience it because I was in the bath for hours.
Get my toy fish. Get my toy fish.
I'm getting my flannel.
You're not getting my flannel.
I'm
going to
go, this is, you just pretend that they're like a little octopus or like a fish and you're doing your program. I used to have it through my hands.
The kid's got a Nintendo Switch.
No, he's spoiled little.
He's not smart. He's in a different world. Ah, kids these days don't know how to pretend for hours that a flannel's a fish. Broken Britain. Fucking loser. Shut up, man, will you?
He'll be on bin juice in a few years.
Drinking bin juice with the rest of them. Broken Britain. What's wrong with pretending a flannel's a fish and pretending you're David Attenborough?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, please keep me anonymous. Me and my wife are new listeners to the podcast. I enjoy listening to lots of podcasts, but my wife hates them, except yours. So pretty much all I've been listening to recently. That's quite good.
Fair enough.
A very good friend of ours got drunk one night and divulged that when he was a young lad, he decided to build out of his childhood Lego what he described as a Lego fanny to fuck.
Oh, God. Oh, there's nothing worse you could make it out of. Oh, Jesus Christ.
you need to listen to what. Right, okay, so right. Since then, whenever we are out on the piss, more often than not, the story gets brought up by one of us, never the Lego builder.
Wow. Yeah, of course not.
I often wonder what that abomination of a Lego creation would have looked like. Apparently, he used smooth and rounded bricks to reduce injury.
Jesus.
So you know how some of them have got on the side, they've got the two knobbly bits, but then they've got a smooth bit.
Don't you dare teach your grandma how to suck eggs here. I know exactly what bits we're talking about.
Right, okay then. Well, he's obviously made the inside of it like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Still though, it's shiny plastic.
My mate isn't particularly a psychopath, so is this more common than I would like to think? Was this the early prototype of a fleshlight? What other horrendous things have people made from Lego? These are questions I wish I didn't have.
A fanny made of Lego. God almighty.
I could imagine, right, that young lads would have made fannies out of a lot of things. Play-Doh. Yeah, kinetic
that's
sand.
That's disgusting. Play-Doh's a great idea, though, to be fair. Wish I'd thought of that.
Is it?
Kinetic sand, that's manky, that, like.
Mm. Kinetic sand can literally go fuck itself.
It's an absolute fucking jip.
The worst thing ever.
It looks absolutely incredible.
No, it is quite good if you get it done properly. You're sitting, but when it gets on the floor, oh Jesus, absolutely not.
Slime can fuck off.
Yeah.
Anyone who buys my kid slime, I've said it before. Fucking, I hate you. Mm. I absolutely hate you.
You want one for Christmas?
Sorry, really busy. Just gonna say Chris. Merry Chris. Got to go. Stuff to do. Jesus.
Happy Chris.
Happy Chris. Bye. What did you mean?
It's not husband's.
It's only October. Chris. What did you mean? I wish I could see a photo of this Lego fanny.
I can imagine it. I really can see it. I can see it.
I can't. I think it's. Obviously, it's me and made by a child who builds Lego and has no idea what a fan. It'll be a circle.
It'll be a circle. Yeah.
And he's gonna hurt him. So there's still gonna be sharp bits. He might as well. It's like making a fleshlight out of glass.
Oh God!
Fucking horrible. Why has he done that?
I don't know.
Did he use the rubber bits? Did he wear a condom when he was doing it in case he got it pregnant?
Little Lego babies everywhere.
Mum, there's a little tiny Lego piece. I'm not ready for this. They don't come with an instruction manual. They don't, son, they don't.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is.
We got a lovely hoodie off Acast the other day, and we're going to wear it around the house.
I got sent a hoodie, yeah, and a little bottle, another bottle of water. Another bottle of water for when I'm doing my podcast to keep hydrated. And drink. Look forward to me drinking out that next week. Guys, thank you so much for listening, as always. If you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Listen, we go on tour in about a year's time.
Shit the bed,
You've got a year. Most of them almost sold out. Get on it. We've got tour dates all over the place. It's obviously going to be completely different to the first tour. We're starting to put some idea. I had a little idea in the car the other day, didn't I? I'm very excited about starting to put stuff together. It's going to be awesome.
You're not going to recognise me.
No?
Nah.
How come?
Because I'm going to have loads of surgery.
She's going to be wrapped in an electric blanket. She's going to come on an electric blanket with a fucking 45-metre extension cable.
Oh, it is like in the winter.
4 pence an hour this to run, you know it's 4 pence an hour. Yes, well, you look like someone's nana. Bye.
See you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.